Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Republicans on the House Ethics Committee voting not to release the report on the investigation into Matt Gaetz, the former congressman accused of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and obstruction of government investigations into his conduct. Gaetz resigned his House seat after Donald Trump nominated him to be the next attorney general. After nearly a month without moisture in the Northeast, it is finally raining in parts of New York and New Jersey that have been struggling with wildfires and drought this autumn. This man lives in New York City.
It's about time that it rained. You know, the city needs a wash. You know, the city needs a little bit of moisture. You know, there's been the fires, so I'm really happy that we finally got some rain here in the city.
Too much rain in parts of the Pacific Northwest. A weather pattern known as a bomb cyclone has brought strong winds and lots of rain. It's led to two deaths and more than 350,000 power outages. This is ABC News. Susan Smith, accused of killing her two children 30 years ago, denied her freedom once again. Here's ABC's Victor Okendo.
Susan Smith has been denied parole after tearfully making her case for freedom.
I know that what I did was horrible.
In October 1994, Smith rolled her car into a South Carolina lake while her three-year-old son Michael and 14-month-old Alex were strapped in their car seats. Smith then lying to authorities, saying she'd been carjacked by a black man, pleading for her sons to be returned safely.
I want to say to my babies that your mama loves you so much.
Later confessing to letting her car go into that lake.
Four foreign tourists, including an American teenager, are believed to have died from alcohol tainted with methanol in a resort in Laos. One Australian teenager remains in critical condition on life support. Boston sports fans will have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to bid on priceless Red Sox memorabilia, including four World Series trophies, at an auction starting Saturday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. The Evers administration now projects the state of Wisconsin will finish the 2023-25 budget with a $4 billion surplus. That's more than the $3.5 billion that was expected. The first look at projected revenues from the 2025-27 state budget shows an additional $644.5 million in the first year and just over $382 million in the second year. The man behind the wheel in a drunk driving crash that killed four siblings nearly a year ago will learn his fate tomorrow. Scott Farmer pleaded no contest in August to charges including a fifth OWI and four counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. And Milwaukee's warming shelters will open next week. The four shelters will open Monday. They'll remain open through the end of March. A number of community groups help run the shelters, and they provide services to the unhoused who use them. Get information by calling 211 or online at city.milwaukee.gov.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
The end of season sale is November 25th through the 27th at Dairy Queen of Durand. Stock up on Dilly Bars and Buster Bars. Dairy Queen of Durand will have frozen cakes on sale November 27th on a first-come, first-served basis. Steve and the staff at Dairy Queen want to say thank you for a great season. Dairy Queen of Durand will close for the season Friday, December 13th at 2 p.m. Stock up on your favorite Dairy Queen treats at Dairy Queen of Durand, where happy tastes good.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and windy today with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 20 to 30, gusting to 40. Tonight, cloudy, still windy, 32 tomorrow. Gradual clearing, not as windy, with a high of 41. If you want to be the one with the best barbecue in the neighborhood, all you got to do is get Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. Talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you do." Third grade.
Yes, I have. Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I gotta know the look in others' eyes when there's something on their mind. I think I saw that look in a lover's eyes. They were looking in mine. one we want, but found the one we wanted, just quit trying. So we tell ourselves that what we found is what we meant to find. That's what we tell ourselves. You won't believe the things a heart could tell. Well, I've heard me tell myself these things before. I finally made my mind up. My heart tells me to look for something more. Determined not to wind up wondering, was she the one? Well, you never can be sure. So we tell ourselves that what we found is what we meant. That's what we tell ourselves. You won't believe the things a heart can tell a mind. Somehow we sell ourselves on love. I just don't think I'll believe my heart this time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Clint Black. We tell ourselves here at the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 20s across the region this morning. Expecting afternoon highs in the 40s. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll be talking with Josh Linville from StoneX with some fertilizer issues in our newsmaker segment. Had a chance to talk with Josh from the NAFB convention last week. Later on tonight, we kick off high school sports, our high school basketball schedule, as the Durand, Arkansas Lady Panthers in action against Ellsworth. We'll have the Advent Health Panther preview tonight at 7 o'clock and tip off at about 7:15 here on WRDN. We'll also have it as well on NTech Channel 99 and our streaming video service on our website, and also the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel as well. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dairy farmers are at the top of the list when it comes to being stewards of the land, and more is being done to determine the carbon footprint of milk production with specific feedback from the dairy industry. Joining us on Dairy Radio Now is Nicole Ayosh, Chief Sustainability Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Nicole, what is the Farm Environmental Stewardship Program?
So the Farm Environmental Stewardship Program is a voluntary option for anyone who participates in the farm program overall to measure their greenhouse gas footprint. And it exists to help address those questions from consumers and customers around what dairy is doing on the ground to improve the environment. And we know dairy has a really, really good environmental story to tell. So Farm Environmental Stewardship exists to help us improve what we're doing.
And this latest version is more refined and more specific in helping farmers?
Yeah, so we launched version 3 on October 31st. So before, we had this great greenhouse gas model that gave us a really good footprint number. But the problem with the old versions is it didn't answer a lot of the questions that farmers had once they went through the evaluation. A farm would go through a Farm ES assessment and say, great, that's my number, that's my greenhouse gas number, but what could I do about it? What if I adopted this practice? What if I used this new technology? You know, answering all of those what ifs wasn't really possible in the type of scientific model we had before. And so this version 3 upgrade uses a new scientific model called the Ruminant Farm System Model, or RUFIS. And RUFIS has researchers working on it from across the country. They've been at it for years, but the big benefit is it's something called a process-based model, where in the background, it models the whole farm system. So if you make XYZ change, what might all of the impacts be on different parts of the farm? And that's really important when you're trying to answer what if. Really, what could be all of the different related impacts? So this upgrade is a tool that will help farmers address their questions on the ground.
So collecting data and getting farmer feedback sounds really important.
Yeah, you know, I would say we've been working on this for 2 years, but it doesn't mean that we've gotten it perfect. We have spent a lot of time with a working group of farmers, co-op, and processor staff giving us feedback, talking through things. We've also had about 25 farmers participate in scientific model testing from across the country. So we've gotten a lot of feedback, but I don't think that means we've gotten it perfect or the best way it could be. So what we really want and are asking is as we've put this out there over the next few months, once someone goes through this evaluation, we would love to have their feedback. You know, letting us know, hey, you know, I think this question, you could word it a little differently and it would be easier for me to gather that info. Or on the results page, I'd really love to see this breakdown or more insights in this area of emissions. And so giving us that feedback is going to help improve the tool over time. We can bring some of that feedback back to the researchers at the RUFIS modeling effort in case they're able to build that into their research effort. So it's really a collaborative effort across the industry to help continue to improve this tool. Because as new science comes available, new technologies, new research on management techniques, they can incorporate it in the model and then we can bring it into Farm ES. And the most interesting thing I think they're working on right now is an economic module. And what that will enable is when a farm runs a scenario, they'll not only be able to see the greenhouse gas impacts of that change, but also run a partial budget analysis. You know, that's the other unanswered question we don't have yet. The first one was always, well, what if? And the second is, what might it cost me? Like, what are the dollars and cents behind these things that people are asking about or that I hear about? So that's a really exciting change that will be available within Farm ES once it's done in the research world, likely late 2025 or sometime in 2026.
So where can dairy producers go if they'd like to find more info on this?
Of course. We'd love to have people reach out if they're interested in using the new Farm Environmental Stewardship. I'll say it's open and free to any U.S. dairy farmer. So anyone is welcome to reach out. They can get to us at dairyfarm@nmpf.org or visit our website at nationaldairyfarm.com. We're always happy to talk through it.
Thank you for the update. Nicole Ayosh is Chief Sustainability Officer with the National Milk Producers Federation. More at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you. So in love with you, it just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. In the dark, your hair all around me, baby, you surround me, you touch every place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time.
I'm
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lone Star and Amazed here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have a 32 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight to and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, December milk down 20 to 18.95, January down 11 to 18.89. February and March milk weren't traded in the overnight, February at 19.20, March at 19.41. Cheese markets were higher yesterday, barrels up a half to 173, 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 172 and a half. Two trade a barrel, four trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3 1/4 to 255, 12 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 140, no trades. Dry whey steady at 64, one trade on the day. Heading into today's trade, cattle markets will be mostly mixed as the trade will be eager to see Thursday's exports reports. There's also that cattle on feed report. Now, boxed beef prices and pork cutout values have been pressured recently, and so the markets are hoping for excellent demand. We could even see a mixed open in the hog markets today. December live cattle opens the day at 186.30, February 187.92, April 189.70. November feeder cattle open at 254.80. January 252.32. March at 251.40. December hogs open at 80.52. February 84.47. April at 88.62. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. We have some strength in some of the outside markets, especially energy markets, which is helping the grain markets. Also some short covering in the market helping to support prices this morning. And again, continued concerns about the escalation in the Ukraine-Russian war as well. December corn up a quarter to 430 and a half. March up 1 to 441. May up 1 1/4 to 448 and a quarter. New crop 25 up 3/4 to 441 and 3/4. January beans up 3 1/2 to 994. March up 2 3/4 to 1002. May up 2 1/4 to 1014 and 3/4. New crop 25 up 2 1/4 to 1017 and a half. December soybean meal steady this morning at 289.40. December soybean oil, though, up 32 cents to 43.60. Chicago wheat, December up 2 3/4 to 555 and a quarter. March up 3 1/4 to 575 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, December up 2 3/4 to 594 and 3/4. March up 3 to 610 and a quarter. Energy markets this morning, January crude oil up $1.50 to $70.25. February up $1.45 to $69.97. December gas up 3 cents to 207. January gas also up 3 cents now to 201. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 375, December 380, January 385, and new crop 25, 381. Cash beans 906, December 911, January 916, new crop 25, 925. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 385 and a quarter, December 388 and a quarter, January 392, February
$3.95. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at $3.95, December $3.95, January $4 even. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.80, cash beans $9.10, January $9.15. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.85, new crop $25, $3.91, cash beans $9.05, new crop $25, $9.25. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.01, April $4.27, May $4.29, new crop $25, $4.03, cash beans $9.52, April $9.78, May $9.81, new crop $25, $9.57. At Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn $3.78, January $3.84, cash beans $9.13, and January $9.22. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $169 to $188, Holstein fed cattle $145 to $179, market cows $84 to $146, bulls $121 to $164, calves at $240 to $960, beef steers at $152 to $240, Holstein steers at $168 to $325. Sheep markets, market lambs $160 and down, light lambs $170 and down, ewes $60 and down, rams $85 and down, goat markets, does $125 and down, bucks $265 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs $100 to $290, fed lambs $140 to $160, ewes $85 to $107.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Not fair, what you're missing, oh. glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile. You said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. All leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We have come to the place in our love where our faith must be stronger than far. If true love is our destination, through every storm it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. The valley's so wide, we stumble in stride. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Farther on, beyond the shadows of our doubts, we will live where true love never dies. Though the road we must travel is uncertain, there is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is
by such grace, we are bound to arise. If we walk on faith, trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble and stride, everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Walk on faith, trust in love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the NAFB convention, and thank you to our sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Amplify Health and Synergy Co-op, and joining us, Josh Linville with StoneX. So we get an update on fertilizers and some of all the other things going on. And Josh, thanks for joining us. Okay, I know fertilizer prices they've stabilized. They're not as volatile, but is there a lot of chaos coming after January 20th?
I'm going to say after January 1st. There's a lot of trepidation, a lot of worry that as Trump takes the helm, that we're going to see more tariffs put in place, and that's going to include fertilizers. I think it's going to take a little bit of action out in the world to actually cause that to happen. You remember during his first term, things did calm down a little bit from a war perspective. So hopefully we get a little bit better relationship with Russia and we can find an end game with that Ukrainian situation. Hopefully we can get China to back off the Taiwan. Maybe we can get the Iran-Israel situation to calm down. But we do know Trump, he likes tariffs. And if he starts to, you know, get some egos banging together, he wants to start putting some things against them. Tariffs are absolutely on the table. But from our perspective, it's more of the fertilizer fundamentals that we think after Jan 1, we probably start seeing prices start sliding higher. And it's really on the back of supplies. Nitrogen, we got a lot of supply problems around the world. Phosphate has just been tight in general. Potash is about the only one that seems well-priced and very well-supplied.
And so for producers, I mean, could we, I guess, could this be a self-fulfilling prophecy of having high prices if producers are worried about, you know, some of the fundamentals, the incoming administration, so everybody decides, ooh, I'm going to order now.
Yeah, absolutely. Demand generally drives the marketplace, right? If all of a sudden everybody in the marketplace runs forward and says, oh, I need to buy all my stuff today, that's self-fulfilling. When we look at it, we do think demand is going to be relatively level to what it was last year. When we're looking at our demand models, we're using 92 million acres of corn and everything else filling in. Our phosphate demand is going to be down just slightly from last year, but potash and nitrogen, I think, are going to be up slightly. And we're talking 0.5% to 1%, but relatively steady. But we are dealing with some very severe supply issues around the world. We haven't seen the markets react to them yet, but that's, again, once we get into Q1 and the world is backed into that corner where it says, I have to do something now to prepare for my spring season, that's why we're thinking we start seeing this in Q1.
So is this going to be, does the crystal ball say it's going to be a big jump in prices, or just something that we kind of like the normal market activity?
I think more normal market activity. When we talk about big jumps, we're talking about 21, 22. We're talking about $1,000 phosphate and urea and things like that. We're not saying that. It's going to take a lot of things happening to get back to those type of levels. But I do think we'll start seeing some increases. You know, $25, $50 a ton over the course of a couple of weeks is not outside the realm of possibilities. Maybe even a little bit more from time to time. The biggest thing that really worries me that we could see a big, fast jump is more logistics. If the entire market sits back and says, I'm going to wait, my economics are poor, I think I can force the market down, whatever the reason is, if everybody waits until that last minute and then slams the market with demand all at the same time, logistics are going to have a very hard time keeping up with that.
Talking with Josh Linville with StoneX this morning. So should producers be planning now?
Planning, yes. And planning does not mean you have to engage. That does not mean you have to buy anything. But it means we need to be looking at it. When the farm economics get poor like this, our natural human inclination is to just kind of bury our heads in the sand and not want to look at it. I don't want to have a conversation. I don't want to talk to anybody. This is when we need to be talking more, not less. When the markets were what they were a few years ago, yeah, the inputs were high, but you were selling your grain for a lot. You threw a rock over the lake and you hit water. It wasn't overly difficult. Now it is. Now you've got to start trying to find your opportunities. So having more conversations and having those conversations with your retailer. What does my soil look like? Where do I need it? What can I go without? What do I need more of? Have those conversations, have more plans in place, and look for those opportunities.
Talking with Josh Linville with StoneX this morning from the NAFB convention. As we look even farther along with that supply, I mean, do you see supply issues continuing outside of the first quarter?
Unfortunately, yes. I'm still worried we're going to see export restrictions from China. We've continued to see the central government take a stance that we are going to limit exports to ensure adequate supplies for our farmers and lower prices for our farmers. And the worst thing that happened is they did that back in 21-22, and it worked. So now they've seen it proven in theory, in actuality, and now they're going to continue to do that. So anytime we start to see a sharp jump higher, they're going to start looking at that. We've seen that recently. China sold a lot of phosphate to Ethiopia. That has caused their domestic price to go up. And now our conversation is that price going to go lower? Or I'm sorry, is that price now going to go higher and cause exports to lower? Russia, you never know what's going to go on there. They're very reliant on those natural resource exports. But as their continued invasion of Ukraine go on, are we going to lose that? Middle East is always a tinderbox.
That is Josh Linville with StoneX, and we're at the NAFB convention. I'm Brian Winnikins for WRDN.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Another windy day today in our ag weather forecast. Now, winds will slowly diminish this evening through Friday as the low pressure system responsible for the wind, the rain, and the snow finally begins to move away. Cold, dry weather is expected into early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We still have a chance of some light freezing drizzle. Highs 40 to 45, relative humidities at 70 to 75%. Northwest winds at 19 to 24, gusting to 45. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of drizzle early. Lows 31 to 36, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northwest winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 35. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs 38 to 43, relative humidities at 66 to 71%. Northwest winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs 35 to 40. Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs 40 to 45. Monday, cloudy, a chance of snow, highs 30 to 35. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
At Advent Health, we believe we all have a divine light to guide us. So whatever makes you feel whole, chase it. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Every single day, thousands of Wisconsin Credit Union members use our online banking services and mobile app to conveniently handle all their normal banking needs, like transferring money between their accounts or into other members' accounts, using Bill Pay, which lets them pay and keep track of all their monthly bills, all in one place. Plus, depositing checks remotely with their smartphone. And another feature that even lets them instantly send money to family and friends with a simple click or two. And rest assured, all these services are safe and secure. Easy to set up and learn, too. You can get started in just minutes. If you'd like help, check out our online video tutorials. Give us a call or stop into any office. We're always here for you. So, if you're still not taking advantage of all these free time savers, consider the thousands of Wisconsin Credit Union members who are. Clearly, there just might be something to this. Online and mobile banking from Wisconsin Credit Union. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
Aquaculture is a growing industry, but you need the financial and physical resources. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. One way to start is by raising fish in cages as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Growing fish in cages can be a means for landowners with ponds to produce fish for supplemental income or for their own dinner table. It costs much less than starting a fish farm and allows the pond to be used for other purposes such as recreation, stock watering, or irrigation. David Klein is an extension aquaculture specialist at Auburn University. He says there are several fish species that do well in this type of environment.
You're looking for fish that get along well together, and historically that includes things like catfish, tilapia, trout. Folks have done hybrid striped bass. There's the potential to do bluegills and other sunfish, but they create some other challenges. But I would say the most common ones that I have come across are folks that either want to grow catfish or tilapia.
The cages allow water to move freely, which maintains water quality for the fish. They will depend on you for healthy meals since they're not free to roam around snacking on their natural food. You also need to keep an eye on fish health due to their intensive numbers.
Most of the time you have to put a lot of fish in there, so you're going to have a relatively crowded environment in order to overcome the fish's natural territorial nature. There is the potential for them bumping into each other, bumping into the cage, getting scraped up, which makes an opening for the potential for them to get a bacterial disease or something along those lines.
Even though the cages are large, they're simple to move around, and getting at the fish is easy for care, observation, and harvesting. Keep in mind that predators and vandals like this arrangement, too. Learn more about cage aquaculture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Lie beside me on the sand. Put some lotion in your hand. Come on and make me feel nice. Then kiss me once or twice. Say you love me again.